here on KACL with Dr. Fraser Crane. We have time for one more call. Hello, Gretchen. I'm listening.
Well, you see, Dr. Crane, my husband is a fencing instructor, and lately he spends all his time with his wealthy new student. He's with her day and night, and I'm afraid there's some bumsent going on.
Well, is this just a suspicion, or do you have any evidence?
No, it's just a feeling.
Well, you know, in these matters, there's no simple way to know for sure.
Yes, there is.
Well, Gretchen, you're in luck. Just so happens that we have in our studio today one of the world's five leading Bumsen experts.
If you want to know if a man is cheating, you offer him two choices for dinner. One that's rich and fattening and one that's light and sensible. If he picks the one that's calorie-packed, he doesn't mind turning into a bloated pig, which means he's happily married and you're in the clear.
You're not wrong. When I hear advice like that, it makes me wish there was a law against two or more women gathering at a water cooler. Now, Gretchen.
Does it really work, Ross?
Oh, trust me.
I'm going to do it. Thank you for your help, Ross. Oh, and you too, Dr. Crane.
Don't imagine it. Well, Dr. Crane and friends, we'll be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening, Seattle.
I know, you hate it when I butt into your show.
And yet?
You're going to forgive me when you find out the wonderful thing I'm doing for you. Mm-hmm. See, there's this great woman who lives in my building. She's beautiful and funny.
No, just stop right there, Roz. I do not go out on blind dates. They're demeaning and a hideous waste of time. No, thank you. No.
It's not for you, it's for your father.
Oh, what time should he pick her up?
Wait a minute. Blind dates are okay for your father, but not for you?
Yes, that also goes for games with balls, domestic beer, and giant trucks that roll over smaller ones.
So you want to build a three-masted schooner. Step one, before assembly, take inventory of all parts.
We don't need to read all these instructions.
Yes, we do. It says right here in boldface, read all instructions.
Just pass me the right side of the hull, will you?
You'll get your hands on that piece at step 16 and not a moment sooner.
Can we get started here?
Oh, all right, Dad. So you want to build a three-masted schooner. Give me that. You'll put your eye out.
Whoa, look at that. What a beautiful ship. I bet you'll have fun building that.
Yeah, not as much fun as we're having reading about it.
Did I ever mention? One of my ancestors was a mutineer on the HMS Bounty.
No kidding.
Yeah, well, from what we could gather, he made it safely to Pitcairn Island, where he was quite fruitful and multiplied. You know, for all I know, there's some girl who looks exactly like me, running around the South Seas, frolicking in the surf, all brown-skinned and bare-breasted.
So you want to build a two-masted schooner?
Schooner? I thought it was a frigate.
No, no, a frigate has a fore and aft mainsail.
No, that's a brigantine.
Oh, you're right. Well, then what's a frigate?
That's when you just don't give a damn anymore. Hello.
Oh, hello,
there.
Nara's going to be spending the evening with us?
Yes. As much as my Maris misses me, she feels family comes first. When she saw this model, she felt it was the perfect project for me to share with Dad.
She wanted you out of the house, huh?
Like a musty smell.
Oh, Dad, I have a proposal for you. Seems there's a woman in Roz's building that would like to go out with you. Roz says that she's got a wonderful personality.
Oh, I guess that means I'm the pretty one. Tell Ross thanks, but no thanks.
Well, I think you're making a mistake. Trying new things is what keeps us all young and vibrant.
You know, you're right, Daphne. For weeks, all Maris did for excitement was float in her sensory deprivation tank. But now, she's taken up fencing, and I've never seen her more vital. She stays up late into the evening, working with her instructor.
Maris has a fencing instructor?
Yes. Gunnar was the Bavarian champion 3 years running.
He's Bavarian?
You're full of questions I've already given answers to.
Am I?
He doesn't speak a word of English, so Maris gets to brush up on her German while she parries and thrusts.
Harris is learning German, huh? Just when you thought she couldn't get any cuddlier.
Dad, did you take the spanking aft?
Yeah, I pre-glued it for you.
Good job.
Oh, not to worry. This sort of thing used to happen to me brothers all the time. I can get that off with some nail polish remover. Come with me.
Oh. So your brothers built a lot of models?
No, actually, I suspect they just sniffed a lot of glue.
You know, that can cause brain damage.
Well, then, that confirms it.
Dad, Dad, I have to talk to you about knives. I got a call on the show today from a German woman whose husband is a fencing instructor that she suspects is having an affair with his wealthy new client.
And?
Don't you find that the least bit incriminating?
No, I find it a coincidence. Seattle's a big city. I'm sure there are a bunch of German fencing instructors, each one with dozens of students.
Yes, but are they wealthy students?
No, they're inner city kids trying to work their way out of the ghetto with nothing but a foil and a dream.
Yes, well, in the midst of that slag heap of sarcasm, I suppose there may be a kernel of truth. Yes, I could just be letting my imagination run away with me.
Just trust me. Forget it. Come on, help me put this model together.
Well, my God, you know, I remember how Niles used to love these models. Oh, God, remember that Christmas? Mom got him the visible man and woman. And to glue all of the internal organs in the right place.
All I remember is you two fighting over it.
Yes, well, Niles was getting on my nerves. I had to go in and steal his ovaries.
Now, there's a conversation I'm glad I missed the beginning of.
Sorry, I'm late, Roz.
Oh, hey, Fraser. Did you have a chance to ask your dad about the date?
Yeah, he's not interested.
Oh, darn it. Already got her hopes up. I don't suppose you'd consider going out with her.
I'm sorry. I've had my quota of pity dates.
Yes, but this time you wouldn't be the one being pitied. Oh, listen, we have a great call to start the show off with. Get this. The guy on line 3 just found out that his girlfriend is his long-lost sister.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, and that German woman called back about her husband's affair.
Gretchen!
Yeah.
I want her first.
Are you kidding? What am I supposed to say to the guy who's dating his sister?
Oh, just tell him to hang on and relax. We've all been there. Hello, Seattle. This is Dr. Fraser Crane on KACL. Let's get right to the phones. Roz?
We have Gretchen calling back about her husband's affair. She thinks she has more evidence.
Hello, Gretchen. I'm listening.
Oh, Dr. Crane, I took Roz's advice and gave my husband 2 choices for dinner, and he picked the diet plate.
But that is no proof that he's having an affair.
But Gunnar has a healthy appetite.
No. The proof is phone bills, credit card receipts, Gunnar.
I also found a love letter he wrote to her.
And how long are we going to keep that a secret, Gretchen? Come on, work with me here. What does it say?
Mein kleiner Leberknödel.
I'm sorry, I don't speak German.
It means my little liver dumpling. That used to be his pet name for me.
Well, maybe he's writing to you.
It can't be me. He says he loves her beautiful little body. As thin as his sword and her skin as white as bratwurst. And that she's his nicht eine menschliche Frau.
Then what is that?
I don't know if there's a word in English. The closest translation is not quite human woman.
Oh, dear God, it is her.
What should I do?
I don't know. I need time to think. Let's go to commercial. Hello, we're back. Gretchen, I have considered your problem. And I believe that what you must do is confront your husband and insist that he end this affair.
But what if he won't?
But he has to. Look, innocent people are being hurt. Remind him of how much he means to you, of all your years together. Are there children?
No.
Damn! Still, it must be a clean break. He must never, ever see this woman again, and not even accidentally.
We never had these problems back home.
Well, maybe that's where you should return, to the loving bosom of Bavaria.
How did you know we were from Bavaria?
Well, you see, I'm a master of dialects. I noticed there was a glottal quality to the occlusion of your diphthongs.
Well, I'm originally from Austria.
Look, do you want to split hairs? You want your husband back. Gretchen, I'm afraid it's time for another commercial.
Another commercial?
Yes, Ross, another commercial!
going on?
Bet you think there's something going on.
Well, when the person giving advice sounds crazier than the person calling in, I think there's something going on.
Nothing's going on.
Wait a minute. You know who the liver dumpling is, don't you?
All right, yes. But it's nobody you know. Her husband's a good friend of mine. Oh, how can I tell him? He'll be crushed.
Well, you don't tell the person being cheated on. You confront the person who's doing the cheating. Didn't they teach you anything at Harvard?
I can't do that.
Oh, it's easy, Fraser. You just tell her you know she'd been mattress surfing with some other guy, and if she doesn't knock it off, you'll tell her husband.
It's not that easy. You don't know this woman. She doesn't deal with confrontation very well. I once questioned the political correctness of her serving veal. An hour later, we found her locked in the garage with the engine running on her golf cart.
Whoa, it's Maris.
Missy Crane está en la caja.
Mrs. Crane is in the box.
En la caja.
Maris? This is Fraser. I am tired of waiting for you to come out of this ridiculous deprivation tank. Now listen, we've got to talk. We've got to talk about Niles. Will you come out of there? Look, Maris, I know that you're having an affair, but I care for you both, and I want to help you do what's best for your marriage. Oh, will you stop this? Just come out of this box. All right, all right. I'm going to open this door. I'm going to count to three, and I don't care if you're naked. I'm going to count to ten. Oh, the hell with this. All right. Niles, I'm so sorry. Marta, you said Mrs. Crane was in the box.
Missy Crane.
No, that's Mr. Crane.
Marta has trouble with her pronouns.
I'm worried about him. He's always been such a sensitive kid.
No, you're right, Dad. You know, and maybe it's wise for us not to let on how worried we are. You know, it'll only add to his anxiety.
Yeah, you're right. If we coddle him, he'll think this is the end of the world.
Hello, Niles.
Hi, son.
My little brother.
Oh, yeah, Fraser, pour him a glass of brandy.
Yes. Oh, God, you know, I'm all out of brandy. I have a marvelous sherry here, a couple of fine ports. Oh, and this lovely new bottle of 12-year-old unblended scotch. It's a little bit peaty.
Just pour him a drink! What happened, son?
Nothing.
Nothing? Well, when I left, you were about to storm up to Maris's room and have it out with her.
I know, and with every step, I thought of another question to fire at her, but when I reached her door, I froze. I turned around, walked out of the house, got in the car, and just started driving.
Well, I'm glad you ended up here.
Actually, I ended up at the Oregon border check. I had fruit in the car, so I had to turn back. What am I going to do? She's my whole life.
You know, Niles, Maris may have temporarily succumbed to Gunnar's Teutonic charms, but in the end, I'm sure she'll choose the man who's intelligent and sensitive.
Oh, Fraser, that's just something we used to tell ourselves in chess club. The truth is, women don't want men like us, men of intellect. They want men of action, men like Gunnar.
Yes, but, you know, this has nothing to do with Gunnar and everything to do with you and Maris. Do you remember the advice you gave me when I was having my problems with Lilith? You said that I should talk to her and find out why she did what she did.
Well, it's one thing to give advice, it's another to take it.
Hey, Frisch, didn't you and Lilith write a bunch of articles together once about the keys to a successful marriage?
Yes, we did.
Well, maybe it'd help your brother to read them right now.
Well, all right. You know, I've only got half of them, though. Lilith got the rest of them in the war settlement.
Now, listen, now that we got rid of the foghorn, here's the way you gotta handle it. Now, you remember something like this happened between your mother and I, right?
Right.
Right. Well, the way I handled it was I took it up with the other man. I told him if it ever happened again, he'd be the other woman. There was a lot more that we had to do to keep our marriage together, but at least that let your mother know how much I cared for her.
What would you have me do? Grab Gunnar by the scruff of the neck and escort him out of my house?
Yeah, why not?
Well, I've been fantasizing about it. It's just not me, though. Although, maybe it should be me. No. I've got to speak to Maris eventually. Although, if I do it your way, I'm going at it from a position of strength. I'm going to do it, Dad. Maris has fencing practice tonight, but it's Gunnar who's going to be taught a lesson.
That's my boy. You sure you're up to it?
Yes, I am. I'm pumped, I'm psyched, and I'm fairly certain I just swallowed an entire twist of lemon.
Did I just hear Niles leave?
Yeah, he went to straighten out that Gunnar guy.
God damn it, how could you let him go? What if this Gunnar guy doesn't want to get straightened out? What if he wants to fight?
Well, that's all right. It's still better this way. At least he's found his manhood. I'll tell you, I'd be happy if Niles traded in a couple of teeth for his cojones.
I've got to stop walking in on the middle of conversations.
There you are. Yes, I'm talking to you, strudel boy. No one seduces my wife and gets away with it. You probably thought, because of my refined bearing and swimmer's build, that I wouldn't put up a fight for the woman I love. But you're dead wrong, because real men have a thing called honor. Yo! You wouldn't know about that, would you?
Niles.
You wouldn't know how decent people behave.
Niles.
You wouldn't know the meaning of the word rectitude.
Niles, he wouldn't know the meaning of the word dog, cat, or pencil. He doesn't speak English, remember?
Wieso ist er so böse?
Ich weiß nicht.
Martha. You speak German?
Okay.
Habla alemán?
Sí, yo trabajé para una familia alemana que llegó a Guatemala después de la guerra.
Apparently she worked for a German family that turned up in Guatemala just after the war.
Well, good. She can translate for me. Tell her.
Niles, just wait.
What?
Look at him. God, if he knew you were calling you strudel boy, he'd be wiping his feet on your face.
Hang that, Fraser. If they're going to be scuffs, they'll be scuffs of honor. How dare you steal my wife? Translate.
Oh, all right.
Señor Crane, quería preguntas a Gunnar. ¿Cómo se otra vez? A robar mis zapatos.
Was fehlt dir einen mein Schuh zu stellen?
Schweinhund! All right, fine. You want to challenge me? En garde!
Oh, yes, Niles. That's just what we need, a fourth language. Niles, you can't possibly fight this man.
You forgetting? I've been fencing since prep school.
Yes. Oh, so what? The man was obviously born with a sword in his hand. He probably performed his own caesarean.
Oh, my God, he's going to kill me.
Perfect, Nogan!
Perfect, Nogan! Oh, it's ice.
Oh, very nice, very nice. Thank you.
Ich habe nicht deine Schuhe gestohlen.
Is he giving up?
Dime perdón, yo no te robé los zapatos.
He says he wants you to apologize. He didn't steal your shoes.
My shoes?
Yes, I'm sorry. Apparently, I mistranslated. Look, he didn't mean, not shoes, wife. No zapatos, esposa.
Nicht Schuhe, Frau.
Frau? Na ja, das konnte ich mir jetzt nicht helfen, weißt du. Die Maris ist unwiderstehlich.
No me pude controlar. Maris es irresistible.
He couldn't help himself. Maris is irresistible. Irresistible.
Widerstellig?
Ja.
Sí.
Okay.
Sie hat mich abgewiesen, weißt du.
Pero me rechazó.
Oh, but she refused him.
Really?
Verdad?
Wirklich?
Wait. What did Maris say?
¿Qué decía?
Was sie gesagt?
Ich liebe Niles.
Yo amo Niles.
I love Niles.
She loves me. Oh, she loves me. My marriage is whole. Give me 5 seconds, then tell him he's fired. Yeah. Maris!
Oh, Lord, if only I could do something to help Gunnar and Gretchen.
Gretchen?
Yeah, yeah. Tell him that his wife loves him very much. Diga a Gunnar que su esposa le ama mucho.
Bien, Frau, liebt ihn sehr.
Schweig, no, 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 not me, you! Martha, damn your pronoun problems! Oh, that damn happiness,
right? Hey, baby, I hear the blues are calling. Tossed salads and scrambled eggs. Oh, my. And maybe I seem a bit confused. Well, maybe, but I got you pegged. But I don't know what to do with those tossed salads and scrambled eggs. They're calling again. Frasier has left the building.